Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
Hey everyone, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, I have recently been reading an article that really caused me some really interesting thoughts on MrMoneyMustache.com. There was a really good article on rent versus buy, and he said, if you have to ask, you should probably rent. And he was talking about living in the city of Toronto and how it costs so much money about living in the burbs versus living inside the main city. And it's like $1 million, $700,000, $1 million homes within the city in order to live there. So he said, hey, screw that. I'm going to rent rather than buy. And I think there's a number of good points he had on there when you are dealing with having a $80,000 type salary, then totally rent makes sense. But I think there's a few points that he's missing out on. When you rent, number one, you are subject to your rent going up every single year. Guess what? People own that property and they want to make money off of it. And when you're having a good rebounding economy like we've been having and tighter labor markets, people getting hired and taken away from places, then rents get pushed up. And then your budget may not accommodate it in the future. In the end, markets tend to come to equilibrium on these things, even though for a couple of years things may swing one direction or the other. The other major point that I would make with this, as a resident, as a fellow, often I see people trying to buy a home. And one of the mistakes that we're going to talk about here in a podcast, future podcast, is this the rent versus buy decision, is most residents and fellows, if you want to rent a place, you better have a bunch of cash to put down on it, because you do not want to go cash flow negative. Cash flow is king, so we got to focus on that cash flow, you guys, to make sure that you're not having to get hit hard in case the place was empty for a couple of months. We want to have great cash flow. The third thing that I want to point out from this is, if you are an attending physician, you're looking to buy your first home, I do think that the appreciation factor, as you can see in the Toronto case here, can be a huge part of your retirement. So I still believe buying a home is the right thing to do. But perhaps the main point he's making, hey, if you buy a huge McMansion, then you might have huge mortgage payments if you weren't able to put down a lot of cash. You're taking a big risk. However, in certain areas, like let's say where I live here in Bloomington, Minnesota, you can get a great home for $400,000 with 5,000 square feet. So for a physician, that's not a big deal. So think about your situation. If you're a resident, if you're a fellow, really ask yourself strongly, do I want to buy here? Am I going to be here for the rest of my career? If you're not sure, you shouldn't buy, because then you might have issues with trying to rent the place out later and cash flow could suck. And we want you to have great cash flow, you guys. So I'd like to know your thoughts. Are you renting? Are you buying? What would you say to a resident or fellow with advice? Am I on point? Am I way off here? Is there a reason that they should buy that I have missed? Love to know your thoughts. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Make sure to subscribe. Get your two free articles at drfreedompodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Check back in again soon. Have a good one. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.